For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course, there's no way to predict what's going to happen injury-wise or anything else in the NFL as we head down the stretch. But based on what we know now, let's take a look at the Steelers, Ravens, and yes, even the Bengals. They look somewhat dangerous right now, and I'd just be curious as to where these guys and myself, because I don't even know, since this is sort of a blind exercise here, where I might have them at the end of the season. Let's start with the Steelers. We're going to go game by game. Bob, bring yourself to the present. Deep breaths. There's a reason they say it's a gift. It's called the present. Don't think about the future. Don't think about your Steelers prediction and in your head try to calculate how many games you'll need to predict wins here and that'll get you to your record. Nothing. Are you in the present?
It's a gift. So yes.
Game by game. Limits, do you have a little chart ready where you can do this quickly and efficiently?
As quickly as I can.
That doesn't sound promising.
You know, one
Bob.
Name you never gave him was Austin Peay.
Yes, I did, and then it became Mr. P, and he didn't like it.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Forget Bob ever said that.
It's forgotten.
He didn't like that.
I remember that nickname when that tried to stick. The texters didn't like it. I didn't like it. Nobody liked it.
I don't know about the texters. I think the texters
didn't like it.
I actually thought that one was brilliant. And then where did we see Mr. P?
What brilliancy would there be? You saw the guy from those commercials. What am I thinking of? The peanut commercial or something?
Yeah. Mr. P. We saw a sign for that.
Yeah, and you texted it to me right away, and I knew that was happening. I literally predicted it and told our Super Bowl party, watch Starkey text me this, and boom, there it was.
There it was, but it's gone forever. To answer your question, Bob, we tried it. Didn't work. Are you ready? Just tell me win, loss, or tie. Here we go. Steelers at Washington. It'll go Bob, me, Limits. No, Bob, Limits, me. Go.
What do you want me to say?
Oh, my God. Win, loss, or tie, Bob?
Oh, I thought you were talking about something. You know, I thought I wasn't in the moment. The gift went away. I re-gifted it. I'm sorry. I'll gift it back to myself.
No re-gifting.
Right. Win, loss, or tie. Loss.
Loss.
Win. Steelers, and I'm looking at, if you want to make a little comment, you're free to do that, Bob. I'm looking at Tomlin's record against rookie quarterbacks. Steelers versus Baltimore, November 17th. Bob?
Win.
Loss.
Win.
Steelers at the Fighting Jameis Winstons on Thursday, November 21st.
It's going to be a tough game. People think it won't be. Win.
Loss.
Oh.
Win.
I've seen them in Cleveland on Thursday nights before. One time they made Jacoby Brissett look like Dan Marino, and the other one, Myles Garrett, attacked Mason Rudolph with his own helmet. It doesn't go well. Steelers at Cincinnati on December 1st. Bob?
Loss.
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 Woo! Steelers home against Cleveland December 8th, Bob.
Win.
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 Steelers at Philly. On December 15th, Bob.
Win.
How about Saquon Barkley yesterday?
He was terrific. I never saw a backwards hurdle.
Me neither. He's the closest I've seen to Barry Sanders since Barry Sanders.
And
that was ridiculous.
And by the way, this goes to show you about how we de-emphasize the running backs in this league and why they don't make a lot of money and blah, blah. They touch the ball more than just about everybody other than a quarterback. And they are a difference-making kind of caliber. Look at what he's done for them.
The
Giants just discarded him, basically.
There ain't many like him. I think it's him, Derrick Henry, in a class by themselves,
and then everybody else.
McCaffrey
when he's healthy.
There are a lot of them out there. I think Najee Harris is trying to get to a level where
I don't think if you're talking elite backs, that there are a lot of them out there.
But
there may be three or four.
They make a difference, a big difference. Look at what Detroit does with their two-back system.
How many elite running backs have won Super Bowls lately?
Again, you can chronicle this all you want. I'm just saying they're a big part. And Arthur Smith obviously likes them and wants them to be a big part of what they do in the passing game in terms of play action.
Good.
So you have to have good backs.
I think there's many, 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 many good backs. Only a handful of elite,
didn't mean to
elite
do it.
Ones.
I violated the rules.
I'm sorry.
The gift is getting impatient.
Where were we? I don't know where we were.
We were after Philly.
Philly.
I said loss.
You said loss.
I said win.
No, you said
I
win.
I said win.
Holy bird milk. I say loss.
I say definitely a loss.
Ooh.
It's a strong definite.
At Baltimore on December 21st.
Loss.
Loss.
Win.
I like how he said that. He's very definitive in his opinions, our little wonder twin, isn't he, Bob?
Yeah. Austin B.
Christmas Day. I think this is fantastic, Bob.
I hate it.
I don't, because when my daughter was little, the kids were little, and even when I was little, it's very exciting in the morning. And
which
then
is why
we,
I wanted this to be a night game.
Sure, then we try out the toys and everything, but by 11 a.m., we're all fighting and looking for something to do. And this is fantastic to have a great game at 1 o'clock.
Unless you have to work it. Are you going to work it?
No, not really.
No, we do.
No. This is a win, you, against Kansas City.
This is a loss.
I think it's a win because it's a Christmas Day at home.
Yes. Can you expand on that a little bit, Limits?
Well, I mean, I don't think the Chiefs are going to be completely out of it at that point in terms of what they have to lock up and everything, but there's just something about the Steelers and Christmas Day. I think back to the AB Immaculate Extension against the Ravens.
Then a flex game against Cincy to end the season at home against Cincy.
Win.
Win.
I'll go win.
Okay. Then you're going to add all those up, Limits. Don't tell us what they are. Just add up the Steelers' final records for each of us, okay? And keep that in your pipe to smoke it later,
yes.
So to speak, okay?
Will do. Yes, I will.
And you have them now?
No.
You're adding them up.
I have to add them up.
He has to add them up, Bob. What did you think of Lamar yesterday? He was, I think...
MVP level.
Let me get the note here. Let me make sure I have the note. Fourth time in history... with a perfect 158.3 passer rating. You know the only other guy to do that?
Ben Roethlisberger.
That's exactly right, Bob. The only other guy to do that was Ben. Which is why I say, and this will start a big argument, that I already put Lamar, if he doesn't win, in that category of greatest players I've ever seen who, you know, if this happens, haven't won a Super Bowl. He's in there. He's one of the greatest players I've ever seen. And something goes wrong in the playoffs,
better.
I get it.
But, and he's getting better.
But he's with Barry Sanders and Dan Marino and all those people. You win a third MVP, you're an all-time great. I think.
Totally.
Am I wrong here?
No, you're right.
You agree?
I agree.
I agree as well.
You were just disagreeing 2 weeks ago with that statement.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm starting to shift a little bit.
Are Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley legit MVP candidates? I think so. Saquon Barkley's only played 8 games. He has 1,100 yards from scrimmage and 8 or 9 touchdowns. He's been ridiculous, Bob.
I know he has. I'm going to say no. I think they're in the conversation, but they won't win it.
Because of him. Depending on what happens.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, I think Jared Goff is, to me,
oh, yeah.
If I'm picking
yeah, he's
an MVP,
legit.
He is my MVP right now.
What?
Yeah.
Over Lamar?
Over Lamar.
Yeah.
Do you,
you
see
agree
his
with
last,
that?
Joe,
I would agree
Joe,
with that.
His put, last six games,
no, I know he's
28
been great. Believe
touchdowns,
me.
24 incompletions. His last six games, he had more touchdowns than incompletions. Never before has this happened.
No, I get it. But Lamar leads the league in passer rating. He has 6 more touchdown passes, 2 less interceptions. And did I mention he has about 500 yards rushing?
He doesn't have as good as completion percentage as Goff. It's
okay.
Close, but it's
okay.
Not.
Okay, you're
but
right about
point,
that.
My point is... That without, I mean, they're both excellent. Don't get me wrong. I mean, whoever wins deserves it. But I'm just leaning toward Goff.
Okay.
Because that's the best team in football right now, in my view.
You know who's third in the NFL in passer rating?
Josh Allen.
A nice man named Russell Wilson, albeit on a very small sample size, Bob, at a 111.9.
And that considers a terrible first half in his first game.
Well, yeah, first quarter anyway was horrific. All right, let's do the Ravens, shall we, Bob? Are you excited about this exercise?
Sure.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go with the Ravens, who have lost some, they have some bad losses. That's the thing about them.
Yeah, they could
be some very narrow wins. Home against Cincinnati Thursday night.
Loss.
Ooh. Win.
Loss.
Wow. At Pittsburgh, I already said a loss. I mean, a win. A win for
I
the Ravens.
Said a win, too.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, you said a loss for the Steelers. You
right,
said,
so a win for the Ravens.
Correct, and I also said a win for the Steelers, so it would be a loss for the Ravens.
Okay.
It's very confusing. November 25th at the Chargers.
Win.
Loss.
Win.
I think Harbaugh's going to have something ready for them. Listen to this schedule. December 1st against the Eagles, Bob. Win.
Where is that game?
Baltimore.
Win.
Win.
December 15th at the Fighting Daniel Joneses.
Win.
Win.
Hmm. The Ravens have some very bad losses this year.
Which is why they won't have one to the Giants.
That's all I'll say about that, but I'll say a narrow win. December 21st, home against the Steelers. I already said that's a Ravens win.
I said that's a Ravens loss, I think I said.
No, that. You said a Steelers loss.
Okay, Ravens win. I had them splitting the two games with the Ravens.
And I had them losing. I had Baltimore losing that game with the Steelers going 2-0 against them.
Christmas Day, 4:30 p.m. at Houston against the Fighting C.J. Strouds. I'm going to say that's a Ravens loss.
Yes, loss.
Loss.
And lastly, home against the Fighting Jameis Winstons in a flex game.
Win.
That's a win.
Win.
I can't wait till you add up these records limits and you tell us who wins this division, unless, because this team has an easier schedule once you get to the end. Let's do the Bengals very quickly. Would you like me and Bob to discuss something while you add those up before you get involved in this?
That would be great.
Bob, the Bengals look to me to be very dangerous. Like, if they got in the playoffs, they're the quintessential team you don't want to see simply because their quarterback is great. Like, he's back. If you would have told me before the season that Joe Burrow would be sitting here, what does he have? 20-2? Something like that? 14?
20 touchdowns. I think 5 interceptions. But, you know, the bottom line is without him, they're just a bad team. Honestly, they are.
But
their
he's
defense,
great.
Their defense is not very good.
I know. But they could beat you.
Oh,
they could
absolutely.
Beat you 40-39 on a given day.
And he's the reason why. And he was locked in yesterday when he came down. He's locked into Mike Gesicki quite a bit. So they got, in addition to their two wide receivers, Gesicki has emerged as somebody who...
He's their second leading receiver. What a wonderful point by you, Bob.
Thank you very much, kindly, and Joe.
He's completing 70% of his passes for 20 touchdowns, 4 picks, and a 108 rating. He is all the way back, and I wondered about that before the year. All right, let's look at the Bengals' schedule. You ready, Limits?
Let's do it.
You have to be. Bengals at Baltimore. You guys already made your picks. I say that Baltimore wins. You both said that the Bengals win.
Yes.
That's correct.
So give me a loss for the Bengals. You two have a win. At the Chargers. The Chargers are going to have a big say in who wins the AFC North, aren't they, Bob?
Loss.
Win.
Loss.
Home against the Steelers. I forgot what I said already. Limits, you'll have to add that in.
Let me look right here. Joe, we all said loss for the Steelers.
Okay, so all have a Bengals win. At the Fighting Dak Prescott's Monday, December 9th, I say another Bengals win, Bob.
So do I. Dallas is just awful.
I think this is going to be a surprise game and that the Bengals will lose.
Thank you, Limits. Why would that be a surprise? They could be underdogs.
A surprise for Dallas.
December 15th at Tennessee, Bob.
That's a win.
I think Mason Rudolph gets it done. I think that's a loss for the Bengals. Yeah, I think Tennessee upsets them.
To win.
Home against the Fighting Jameis Winstons. They always have troubles here. It's a Thursday night, but I still think the Bengals will win that game. Bob?
Yeah, I think the Bengals win.
I agree. Bengals win.
Home against Denver in a flex game, second last weekend of the season. I say another Bengals win.
Yeah, I say Bengals win.
Bengals win all around.
And then at Pittsburgh, right here in our fair city is a Bengals loss to end the season.
Yes, loss.
Correct, loss.
We just all picked a lot of Bengals wins. Bob, are you bubbling with excitement here
as to what limits is going to say that our records are? Three-way tie and tiebreakers are going to come into play.
I'm going to tell you at the top of the hour, we're going to unveil these picks and then discuss what is happening in the AFC North. We all know one thing. The Browns are an unbelievable joke. And Jameis, everybody overreacted.
Said,
well, I'm starting to back off on that.
On Thursday night is, I don't care what you say.
No, that
be
one,
tough.
Yeah, that will be tough. But I also said there's a new energy about the Browns and they're different now. The one thing you kind of forget about Jameis Winston is that he's horrible, right?
He is what he is. He's an average quarterback. He can win some games. He can also lose some games. He's not going to be a difference.
Let's be honest, Bob. He was maybe the worst quarterback in the league yesterday.
And he should have two losses.
He threw an interception right to Kyle Hamilton the week before. He's bad. They're bad. They're horrific. And if I'm them, I'm tanking by any means necessary right now. Myles Garrett, who had 3 sacks yesterday, your foot hurts. Good. You're not playing the rest of the year. Or I trade you. I'm tanking. I'm tanking if I'm the Browns and going for a top pick and trying to get a quarterback. That's what I'm doing.
Well, I think they don't have to tank. They're bad enough.
They're doing very well on their own. Yeah.
They don't need any help from tanking. They're doing a good job of their own. But I also think, you know, that quarterback game is such a tough one to play. You know, you could look at a bunch of guys and think you have it figured out. But if you make the wrong pick like Carolina apparently
Well, that's living in your fears, Bob.
No, I'm just saying.
I know.
All it takes is one wrong pick.
Sure. But you got to believe you can make the right pick. That's what the Steelers did when they were 6-10. The guy that made this whole non-losing streak was ironically born of a losing season, Ben Roethlisberger. Right, no, Bob?
Absolutely. But I'm saying that if you're them, you're going to have a choice of about 4 guys.
I know. You better make it right
because there are a lot of missed opportunities
out there. You're right about that.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.